recently heard that the governor wants $140 million extra dollars of general revenue this year for Medicaid and some other things that he wants it for, even though he continues to withhold $500 million of general revenue, including $25 million for K-12, money for higher ed, and a whole lot of things, but there's a couple of them I want to talk to you about in particular, and those are those things, most of which we looked at during the veto session when we overrode him on withholding money for abused and for rape kits for abused and rape kids and domestic violence shelters and kids with autism. But one in particular that I want to talk about, and that is the Cyber Crimes Task Force.
Yes.
Because it's $1.5 million. That is their entire budget. We appropriated that. He withheld it. And now in the budget that we just got that we've been looking at in committee, he doesn't even include it, anything for it in 2016. And just to remind everybody, Cyber Crimes Task Force is, this is money that goes to law enforcement agencies, including sheriff's departments, to catch those online trolls, those sexual predators who are online looking for kids to basically exploit and rape. And this is their whole budget. So without this, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And so, number one, it's absurd given the fact that he now wants $140 million of general revenue spent this year on other things, other than, for example, $1.5 million on cyber crimes task forces to protect kids. Because let's face it, he's holding kids hostage here. That's what he's doing.
Oh.
And you know what? I get the whole hostage scenario in politics, but it doesn't work with kids.
No.
And now we see a new audit that comes out of $376,000 spent by executive branch commissioners flying around commissioners, their families, ex-commissioners, and yet we can't spend $1.5 million on the Cyber Crimes Task Force. We shouldn't even turn these lights on until that's funded, much less let another damn plane take off at the airport. And I'm really, really tired of this because we work very hard in the legislature to fund these things that we know have an immediate impact on people, and yet we see the governor holding these kids hostage. And I know that you and I have discussed this in committee, and I think that we need to be perfectly clear as we stand here today that we are calling on the governor to release that money, that $1.5 million for cyber crimes task forces, release it now. And when we put it in the 2016 budget, release it when he gets that budget.
I agree.
So I wanted to inquire of you, because I know this is an issue that's important for you, as are many that are in this same category where we appropriated the money, and they generally tend to be smaller amounts. In fact, much less than the cost of the governor's unnecessary $6 million plane that he bought, or the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he spends annually to fly around when he should be driving, as the auditor points out in his audit.